Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we're very excited. If you watched the Mass yesterday on Monday, Father Joseph Tuscan preached, and so today he's going to be on our show with Colleen McDaniel, and they are the Director General and the President of the Archconfraternity of Christian Mothers, respectively. The Archconfraternity of Christian Mothers is a growing international movement of Catholic moms and women who encourage and equip women in the church to grow in holiness and vocational strength. You could go out to their beautiful website, christianmothers.org. And we're delighted to have Father with these beautiful ladies. So they'll be on today and tomorrow. Yeah. And they are going to give us the whole rundown of what God is doing in this beautiful movement of women. And it's an old confraternity of mothers.
About 175 years
right?
old.
Right. And so it's been around for a long time. But today, in this season, 2024, we need this group, and so do you.
You know, I was thinking at the introduction and the description of the Christian Mothers Confraternity, I could almost hear Satan scream. You want to hear Satan scream? Just tell him, we want to disciple our women, our daughters, in the way of holiness. Holiness. That should strike fear in the heart of Satan. Because we see girls so sexualized in this culture preying upon, not praying, praying upon little girls, defining for them what it means to be beautiful and a woman. But this group wants to raise them up in the way of chastity, the way of holiness, the way of the joy of the Lord, so that all this other stuff, all this falsehood would pale into insignificance. Why would I go that route, these women would say, when I have such a high and lofty view, the feminine genius, and of my Lord, of Our Lady, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows. I could live in this world even in the midst of sorrows, and God will do great things. Anybody need support? Any mom, any woman out there, this show is for you today. Go to christianmothers.org, is that right? Christianmothers.org.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we are delighted to have Father Joseph Tuscan and Colleen McDaniel with us. They are the Director General and the President of the Archconfraternity of Christian Mothers, respectively. The Archconfraternity of Christian Mothers is a growing international movement of Catholic moms and women who encourage and equip women in the church to grow in holiness and vocational strength. Go to their beautiful website, christianmothers.org.
I love growing holiness and vocational strength.
I mean, we need that for a time such as this. Here we are in 2024. This group started 175 years ago, right? It's connected to the Vatican and to our church, and so it has deep roots, deep, beautiful history. But today, in 2024, you're on At Home with Jim and Joy, and we're going to tell the rest of the world all about this. So tell our family a little bit about the confraternity, what it is, how it started, and how do women get involved?
The Confraternity of Christian Mothers started with a gathering of Catholic moms and women just north of Paris in a town called Lille in 1850. In the wake of the French Revolution, with the church being under restrictions from the state government and access to sacraments and even formal catechesis non-existent formally, women got together and they developed a program that would become what we know today as the Confraternity of Christian Mothers. They would gather once a month and they would give each other parenting advice and spousal advice and how to raise their children, how to train their children in the faith. They would pray with each other. They would pray for each other. And they supported each other in their vocations. And that grew and spread all over Europe very quickly. One of the early members, and at least we know she attended the meetings of the early confraternity, was the newly canonized Saint Zelie Martin. Mm-hmm. So a father and a mother, mm-hmm. the first canonized couple to be canonized together in the Catholic Church. They were the mothers of Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower. Yeah. And Zelie Martin says that the spirituality of the confraternity really shaped her family and mm-hmm. formed the spirituality of her family. And she'd pray the daily prayer for her children, which mm-hmm. we still pray, the women still pray. Yeah. She said she would put it over her sink and pray for it. It's a little litany mm-hmm. for the children. Mm-hmm. It spread all over Europe. All the countries in Europe had it very quickly. And when the German government was mimicking the pattern of the French Revolution and confiscating church properties and instituting a lot of anti-Catholic laws in what was called the Cultural Revolution or the Kulturkampf, many German Catholics fled Europe and came to the United States. And among the things that they brought with them was the Confraternity of Christian Mothers. The German immigrants settled all over the country, but one of the centers that they centered in was in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Because the men were working in the steel mills mm-hmm. in the borough of Lawrenceville, where I currently live. And our friars have been on that block since 1873. The German immigrants preceded us there, and the women in that parish, St. Augustine Parish, had gotten the Confraternity of Christian Mothers started already. When the friars arrived in 1870, they arrived about 1870, when the friars arrived in 1873, appointed by the Bishop of Pittsburgh, they started helping with the Confraternity of Christian Mothers. In 1881, Pope Leo XIII raised that parish to an arch-confraternity status, mm-hmm. which gave it jurisdiction to promote the movement of the Christian Mothers throughout the country mm-hmm. and North America. So I have jurisdiction in both French and English-speaking Canada, Guam, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. And over thousands of groups have been started mm-hmm. since its foundation in the United States. And one of our priests, Capuchins, have been serving the Confraternity of Christian Mothers since 1881. The previous director was very familiar to EWTN viewers, Father Angelo Shaughnessy. Mm-hmm. For people who have been viewing the network for many years, yes. they knew our very holy Father Angelo Shaughnessy, who served as the national director or the director general for about 10 years before he died.
And so then after Father passed, then that became your desire to do that, and now you're all over the place doing this.
Well, it became my desire because of these knots that I have on this cord.
I understand. My life is not my own.
That's right, one of obedience, right? Yes. So the superior approached me and asked if I would take on the confraternity, serving the confraternity, which I was happy to do. Father and I were dear friends, mm-hmm. and I was happy to inherit his work.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading about Pope Pius IX creating a confraternity with a fusion of heart.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I think the confraternity started with the mothers just gathering, but the hierarchy started to see how valuable this was, especially when families were falling apart in France at that time. So they took their idea of gathering these mothers together and uniting them in prayer to the Holy See. And so the difference in the confraternity versus other mothers' groups is that the church has given approbation, a canonical status to the confraternity. So we actually have special graces and status in the church that isn't accorded to other groups. And so this quote that you're reading is yeah. from Pope Pius IX when he established, he said, you know, we already have confraternities for all sorts of other groups, but we don't have anything for mothers. So this is where he says he blesses this with an effusion of heart. He was very excited. And since then, many popes have also given their blessing and hope that this would spread through mothers through the church.
And especially during that time when men were working, right, or men were going off to war, women needed a place where they could say, this is my group. this is my niche, these are my people, because they suffer alongside with you. They'll mentor you, they'll disciple you. It's a beautiful give and take of a love relationship. And then they can also have their children, raise up their children, disciple holy men and women, hopefully, right, for the church. I mean, everybody wins in that situation. Mm-hmm. And so during this time, how do women get involved? Like, so what if I'm not a mom? Does that exclude me, or are women welcome?
No, all women who are supportive of the mission, which is to educate our children in the Catholic faith and to pray for each other. And my favorite thing about the confraternity is that we actually participate, because we have that canonical status, we participate in the prayers and good works of other members. It's not just, you know, somebody else praying for me, but if you become a Christian mother here in Alabama, your prayers for your children are effective as though they were mine, for my children. So you have throughout the world thousands and thousands of mothers praying and trying to educate their children and lift them up in the faith. And to me, that's what the church needs. That's the kind of evangelization that I, you know, is natural. It's God-given. He's given me my children. I want to share the faith with them and with all the other children of the members of the confraternity. Mm-hmm.
Well, it reminds me of the sacraments, you know, the special graces that are there beyond what you can kind of pull off on your own. And what I'm hearing you saying is you all are really hooked in to the Vatican. The Vatican's hooked into you. And I know that I'm part of a fraternity of Dominicans. And they said, well, we connect together. And if you remember us, we're remembering you.
Yes.
And so every time I pray the rosary now, it was kind of an alone thing that I was doing, but I always remember this fraternity, and I say, Lord, everything that they're doing, I bless, because they're blessing me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, woo, it just kind of builds you up, and how much we need to know that we're not alone.
Yeah, in the introduction to the Devout Life, St. Francis de Sales encourages people, join all the confraternities in your area that you can. And so I'm a member of the Confraternity of the Holy Rosary and the Angelic Warfare Confraternity, and through that, all your prayers are really amplified in this magnificent manner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the special advantages also of the confraternity structure is that it allows women who do have large family. Colleen has five wonderful boys and a wonderful husband. We have women in the confraternity who have large families. Mm-hmm. And if they're young moms, you know, one of the things I've learned not to say to young moms that homeschool their children is, here's something else for you to do, right? Because it was designed by women for that very purpose, to support that very vocation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we didn't come up with the structure and then give it to them. The women really basically came up with a structure that was supportive of family life. So unlike maybe a third order Dominican or Carmelite or Franciscan, where there's years of formation and a lot of extra duties outside the home, this is mainly something that women do at home. They do get together still once a month, briefly once a month. They join a parish mass. The local priest is the local director. I'm the national director. Mm-hmm. But it's not exhausting for priests. It's in fact helpful to priests because it builds up the family in their parishes. And the Christian mothers very concretely help the priests in their work in very practical ways in many parishes and always have. And also they've given countless vocations to the church. Mm-hmm. In Pittsburgh, where I live, I'd say many, if not most of the priests and religious in Pittsburgh, their moms were members of the confraternity. So it's a structure that is very accommodating for busy women and allows them to receive all these graces. I was in, the confraternity is in Nigeria since 1920, and they are now affiliating with our arch-confraternity, but I was over there visiting in 2019 for a month and went all over the country of Nigeria visiting them. And the Archdiocese of Lagos, Nigeria, there's easily 5,000 members of the Christian Mothers. We met with the Archbishop in Lagos, and his mom was a Christian mother. The Christian Mothers in Nigeria, in every diocese where they are, they pay for three seminarians' education every year. They fund orphanages around Nigeria for lost children, and they do incredible apostolic work, not only in our country, but also in other places where they are. I'll be in Guam in September. The Guam confraternities are incredibly active. They're a very vibrant group of moms and women, and they started there in 1948. I'm the keynote speaker for their gathering at the cathedral in Aganya in September of this year. And we also have them in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I'm going to stop by and visit the Christian Mothers in because somebody has to do it.
Somebody has to go there.
And but they're amazing women. We have them up in the South Marianas Islands of Tinian and Saipan, and they'll all be coming down. So it's, and since I've been director, not because I've been the director, but since I've been director, there've been regularly new groups starting every year. We have new groups of confraternities starting around the country. And while some of the older groups have died out, we have new ones growing and ones that are reviving, and they're rediscovering the charism. We started a national gathering of the officers that we have now in Pittsburgh at the third week in July every year. And we're going to have about 150 or so women from all over the country in Pittsburgh at the end of July. They're officers of the Christian Mothers. And we have a very diverse group of women. We have them in big suburban mainstream Catholic parishes. We have them in African-American parishes. We have now our first Hispanic parish in Washington, D.C. at the Shrine of the Sacred Heart is a brand new confraternity. So we're translating all our materials to Spanish. The Mother Love book, which Colleen spearheaded the revision of, that just came out. 4.5 years of work she put into that with her group that worked on it. And we're translating that book to French and Spanish, and all the materials will be in Spanish. We have African-American parishes. Down in Natchez, Louisiana, one of our most famous parishes, it's over 100, I was there for their 100th anniversary. It's an African-American parish, very vibrant, wonderful parish down there at St. Augustine's. And we have them in the Latin Mass Apostolates of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, the Institute of Christ the King, and even some Latin Mass Apostolates that are still in dioceses. Diocesan places, diocesan parishes. So, and they get along really well. They're a very diverse group, but they have one goal in the front of them, and that's the family, and that's the rebuilding of the family through encouraging, supporting, and inspiring the mothers and the women.
Beautiful. We're going to hold you over for the final segment. There's so much more to share, and thank God we'll have you back on Thursday as well. So, hope you're being encouraged in this. The nation, the church goes the way of the family, and mother's so central to that family. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Father and Colleen, the Christian Confraternity of Mothers. And so let's talk about people who are hearing the show, some of the women out there. How should they discern? What would you recommend to them in terms of considering becoming a part of this confraternity?
But really, the only requirement is to be a woman in good standing in the Catholic Church. We value so much our young women who aren't married and don't have children yet, or grandmothers, mothers of all ages and stages, or women who just support the confraternity's mission. So anyone.
How young could they be?
18. I mean, a woman, someone who's an adult, really, who can discern this. And then what I would say, and I tell people, is just start praying our daily prayer, which you can find at our website. It's up there and in the prayer book that we also put out. And it's a very short daily prayer. So that's really the main thing that you're asked to do to support your, but also raise your children, something that you're already doing anyway, support motherhood, support your children, and educate them in the Catholic faith. So those are the big things that you're asked to do. Meetings also are, you know, monthly in most places, but if you can't make it to a meeting, it's okay. You know, the requirement really is to be praying, be sacrificing, be devoting yourself to your family. And since most of us are trying to do that anyway, I think it's a good fit for most women. Yeah. So there isn't a formal enrollment ceremony. If there's a confraternity in your area, you would contact them and get together and participate in that enrollment ceremony, because the confraternity does have canonical status. It has to be official. But beyond that, you're just going to be participating and praying. And if there's no confraternity in your area, you can contact the national office and you can become an independent member. And
what if you're a member in one place and then you have to relocate? You could just plug in, but you don't lose your membership.
In fact, one of the beauties of what we do is we're constantly praying for our deceased members. Mm-hmm. Once a member, always a member. So we're praying for all the mothers, from those who started us back in 1850 to all the new moms joining now. So,
Father, some closing thoughts just on membership and what it takes to do that, where to go to find out more.
I would say the easiest thing is just go to the website, christianmothers.org, and there's a click on there and it says how to become a member, and it's very simple. All of our we have manuals for the officers and the priests, and it's really very simple. It's structure, and it's most of it's all on the website, and all of our documents, even the ceremony for enrollment, is there on the website. That they can just download and use for their ceremonies. But they just contact us in the office, and my secretary will send them what we call a starter packet that has all of the manuals and the materials in it. But if they just call us at the office, which is on the website, we can they'll send you all the materials you need.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for being with us. And
thank
Father, would you please close us with a blessing?
Absolutely. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and be gracious to you. May he turn his countenance towards you and give you his peace and blessing. And through the intercession of Mary, Mother of Sorrows, may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's the Confraternity of Christian Mothers. The website is up. You feel any sense about things, please get in touch and learn more and see if God's not calling you to this wonderful movement for over 175 years now. God bless you. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.